Many colleges and universities around the country are in the midst of final exams today as they wrap up another semester. And many of those exams will be taken in lecture halls with a podium up front and desks throughout. But is that the best layout when it comes to learning? Well, more and more schools from kindergarten right up to college are saying no. They are moving to what are called active learning spaces. The University of Minnesota is out front on this, and we're joined now by J.D. Walker, who's a researcher in the Office of Information Technology there. Also by Sahoya Kotner, an associate professor of biology at the University of Minnesota. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And J.D. Walker, let me start with you. Tell us what these spaces actually look like and how they're different from traditional classrooms that have a lectern at the front and desks throughout.
Well, the active learning classrooms at the University of Minnesota feature round tables that seat 9 students at each table. Each of the tables has microphones and laptop connections for the students to use, and view screens and whiteboards for each of the tables. There's an instructor podium, usually in the more or less in the center of the room where the instructor can project from.
And what's the point of that? Why is that so much better than the traditional classroom?
Well, the idea of these new classrooms is really to reconfigure the learning space in such a way as to make it more conducive to a family of teaching and learning techniques that put the student at the center of the learning process.
But how does it change the role of the teacher?
Well, it changes the role of the teacher in the sense that these rooms are not really conducive to presentation mode teaching. It's hard to lecture in these rooms. They really are much more conducive to teaching and learning techniques that have students working in groups, solving problems, applying concepts to examples, and things like that.
And you've done a lot of research on this. Do they work? Are they really that much better?
We have done a lot of research on these rooms. We've been studying them for about 7 years now. A couple of the studies that we ran were comparison group studies in which there were 2 sections of the same class, one of which was taught in a traditional lecture-style hall and the other of which was taught in an active learning classroom. And we held as many variables as possible constant between the 2 sections of the class. So the 2 sections were taught by the same professor, using the same materials, using the same tests and papers, and even the same teaching and learning techniques in the classes. And when we looked at the outcomes of these studies, what we found was that student engagement was noticeably higher in the active learning classrooms. We found that in the active learning classrooms, students outperformed expectations of how much they would learn compared to the traditional rooms. And finally, we found that in the active learning classrooms, the instructor actually behaved differently than he or she did in the traditional lecture halls, even though they were trying to do exactly the same things. They lectured more in the lecture halls. They spent more time consulting with student groups in the active learning classrooms.
And that would be better. You think that's better for them to be consulting with student groups than to be lecturing?
That's what the rooms are really designed for, and I think that's part of the mechanism whereby the active learning classrooms achieve the results that they do in terms of student engagement and student learning.
Sahoya Kotner, let me bring you in. You were very skeptical about this idea at first.
I was. I was definitely thinking that this might be another example of something that we were sort of jumping on the bandwagon with.
Why? What were you worried about?
I think initially there was data coming out that was really based on student perceptions and faculty enthusiasm for the rooms. And I think you can get positive student perceptions of any new technology. And I was a little skeptical that maybe this was a technology for technology's sake.
But you have come around.
I really have.
And why is that?
I'm a bit evangelical about the rooms right now. The rooms are decentralized, which I think leads to a greater sense of accountability on the part of each student. I've asked them before to point to the center of the room, and everybody points in different directions. They don't know where the center of the room is, which means they don't know where I'm going to crop up at any minute. And I think that kind of keeps them on their toes.
J.D. Walker, let me go back to you, because I've talked to teachers about this who say, look, every year somebody comes up with a new idea of what would be the best way for us to lay out our classroom and the best way for students to learn. And if we jumped on every single one of them, we would constantly be renovating and buying new furniture and all of that. How do we know that this is the one?
Well, the movement toward active learning spaces began at least 15 and possibly 20 years ago. So these rooms have been around for quite a while, and a lot of research has been done on them, not only here at Minnesota, but at other schools. So I think the research base is there to establish that these rooms really do alter the relationships between instructors and students and among students themselves in a way that conduces to student learning.
And do you think that is true across age groups, that people in elementary school would benefit from this, people in high school would benefit from this, just as people at the University of Minnesota might benefit from this?
I don't see why not, frankly. And in fact, I think that there is a movement in secondary education toward creating spaces that conduce to active learning techniques, much as there is in the post-secondary world.
So if this is the way that people should be teaching, what happens to poor schools and poor school districts that can't afford to upgrade?
This is a good question. Active learning classrooms are definitely expensive. They cost much more to build than a traditional lecture hall does, and they don't seat as many students per square foot. There's no question about that. One thing that is true about these new style classrooms is that it seems as if students don't have to be present in class as often as they do in traditional lecture halls. So in one study we ran, students came to class only a third as much as they did in a traditional lecture hall. Some of the materials were moved into an online format through video lectures and things of that nature, and we found that students achieved learning outcomes that were at least as good, and in some cases better than, the traditional classroom. So that would be a way of implementing these new classrooms while gaining efficiencies at the same time.
So Hoya Kotner, do you agree with that this offers students the ability to learn outside the classroom, and that might be better?
I do agree with that. I also would comment that there are things that we've learned from our work with our active learning classrooms that could be translated on a smaller scale, or definitely on a less expensive scale, to other teaching environments. I think a lot of what we've learned about these rooms suggests that you can make positive gains with active learning classrooms without spending as much money on the technology.
I would think that one problem is if you've got students spread all around having their own conversations around the room, it would be harder to make sure people are staying on task. Has that been a problem for you?
It is a problem if you're not actively working the room. Sometimes I feel like a little human pinball bouncing around those tables. However, the students do a little bit of self-policing themselves because they want their group mates to participate. I do a lot of things where the groups are accountable to the whole class, and if they're not all working on a project, then they're going to look ridiculous. So I guess they've got that fear of public humiliation to prompt their peers to be engaged constantly.
J.D. Walker?
Some students are going to be off task in any class, no matter what the technology used or the configuration of the classroom. And if anything, I think fewer students are off task in the active learning classrooms because of the group dynamics that exist, the self-policing aspect that Sohoya pointed to.
J.D. Walker is a research associate at the Office of Information Technology at the University of Minnesota. And Sohoya Kotner is associate professor of biology there. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.